Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. Yep, that's the home of the Super Bowl, and the Bucks are in it. My Moss Family Automotive Studio, also to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, and the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, whyever you're doing it. Thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Parler when it comes back. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com and take advantage of all the little things we have over there for you to see. All right, hour number two is here, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Senator Rand Paul yesterday was on with that little short guy, George, what's his name, over on ABC.
Yeah, George Stephanopoulos, yeah.
Steffi Stephanopoulos, I like to call him. Now, Rand Paul, Senator Paul, said, because he said there's a great deal of evidence of election fraud, and George Steffi Stephanopoulos jumped all over that, and Paul intervened and stepped back on Steffi and really nailed him. He says, you're forgetting who you are as a journalist if you think there's only one side to this issue. You're inserting yourself into the story, George. I want you to take a look. I want you to look at the secretaries of state who changed the law. It actually happened. You can't just sweep that under the rug. Nothing to see here. You're a fool to bring this up. A journalist would hear both sides, and Stephanopoulos changed the subject.
Well, sure. And the reason being, of course, is because they didn't want to look at both sides. And I'll say this too, Captain, if the situation was flipped around, the media would have been immediately trying to create a critical mass about looking into election fraud or serious allegations of election fraud. Not just willy-nilly allegations or politically based or anything like that, but when you have some real good evidence, it bears finding it out. But because, and I hate to say it this way, but because their candidate won, basically, they just weren't interested in it. And this is something that the American people, I think, understand more and more. And it's a sad, sad commentary. But Senator Paul is right. If journalists want to understand the actual thing that happened, and maybe nothing happened, or maybe it wasn't significant enough, but they didn't even run it down. That's the problem that we're dealing with today.
Now, I want the American taxpayers to listen very closely to what I'm about to say. There's a huge homeless problem in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and some of those other cities out there, right, Kyle?
Very much so, yeah.
Well, the taxpayers are now going to pay for the San Francisco homeless because Joe Biden said that he is going to ask the American taxpayers. He said the words ask, but that means they're going to. He's going to ask the American taxpayers to pick up the bill for the San Francisco homeless hotels.
Well, and who knows, is Nancy Pelosi, whispering that to Joe Biden somehow? I mean, that's her area, basically. So nobody's surprised about this at all.
Now, you talked last hour about the California governor saying that he was going to open up the state.
Right. He's going to lift the restrictions as far as we know. This may include outdoor dining at restaurants. We don't know if it includes indoor dining yet, but it evidently much of the stay-at-home orders are going to be lifted. We'll have further details after the governor makes some, or his office makes some statement on Monday, but this is what the breaking news is, exactly.
I want you to hear the contradiction of that. The Bay Area, San Francisco's Bay Area stay-at-home order was extended indefinitely last week over until the ICU, that's the intensive care units in the hospitals, and capacity decreases.
Right, yeah, that was generally the idea, these different purple tier zones in California, that if the ICUs drop below 15% availability, then the restrictions would kick in. So they did base it on this sort of floating parameter,
yeah.
But more will be seen today. Yeah.
We also know that California's essential workers are dying in greater numbers from COVID. A study has found that out. But at the same time, California's ignoring the public records request, keeping the coronavirus data hidden. Nobody can see it.
Right. We're not surprised about that either.
Well, somebody somewhere along the line needs to wake up and realize that these people are not doing anybody any favors out there in California. And again, why would someone even want to live there under this?
Well, right. I mean, it's getting a lot worse indeed. But here's the little light at the end of the tunnel, though, Captain, and that is that we're getting more and more signatures on the recall Gavin Newsom, Rescue California, and more and more people are saying, look, some change has to be made.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and I'll be right back right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100, put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they get done with that windshield. Now, in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, as well as Port Charlotte and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get $100 put in the palm of your hand for getting that brand new windshield. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue, right on cue. All right, Joe Biden is sending a clear message to his black voters. And so far, they've been favoring the migrants and the illegal aliens and the Asians and the Chinese, and they haven't said much of anything to the black constituency who they promised so much to, who delivered the majority of the votes, again, from the blacks went to Joe Biden. You think he's got a little problem there?
I think he's got a big problem there, Captain. And again, you know, the idea of trying to predicate the election on, you know, we're going to, you know, do these, this, that, and the other thing for this particular constituency, as it were, it is not going to sit well, I think. I mean, and go all the way back to the infamous remark that he made to the radio host Charlemagne the God, saying, and again, in Biden's words, if you're not voting for me, quote, you ain't black, unquote. I mean, honestly, what more evidence do we need to have that that there's something going on here in terms of simply using the black community for an election, and then, well, you know, too bad, so sad, we're just can continue on with what we normally do, come back in 2 or 4 years and say the same thing. It's really distasteful.
Well, we know that so far he's announced this agenda for catering to the illegal immigrants, the LGBTQ community, and even Asian and Native Americans, but no mention at all of the blacks and what he was going to do for them. So I hope they're paying attention.
Well, absolutely, because Joe Biden and the Biden administration may not be serious in terms of what they said even during the campaign. So, but, you know, we contrast that, though, Captain, with what President Trump was doing and what he was up to, again, making that rising tide lift all the boats. And that included the African-American community, included all different communities.
All right, well, we did have a caller on the line, but I looked over there and the caller's gone, so much for that. So we'll move on. Whoop, wait a minute, here we go again. Let's try this. Try this again. Okay, and I think this is an avid Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan in Saratoga Springs by the name of Mel. Good morning, Mel.
Well, Captain, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm an avid Buffalo Bills fan.
Well, that's okay. I used to root for the Bills when I lived up there. Now I'm going to root for the Buccaneers. But by the way, the Bills didn't make it, so oh well.
Yeah, well, you know what else is new. But anyhow,
better luck next year.
They're the hardest working team in the NFL. Anyway, yeah, I always mention to a lot of my black associates, which I call them that now because I can't call them friends, because they just don't understand that with a guy like Biden for almost 50 years, what has he done besides hurt the black community with super predator, by locking up a lot of black males. But I always mention to him, I says, you know, you guys keep voting Democrat. What are you getting for it? What return are you getting on your investment? You're not getting anything.
No.
You know? No.
All right.
So, I mean, the ROI is zero. Return on investment. Well,
okay.
Yeah, Captain.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. But here's the deal, okay? The billions of dollars that he got from China, he and his son and his brother, right?
Right.
Did the black community get anything out of that?
Not that I know of.
Me neither. So, therefore, nice work if you can get it, I guess, huh?
Right, right.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about something here briefly. We have a new organization that's popped up here in Florida, and it's called DefendFlorida.org. But it's a national movement where whatever state you're in, you can call yourself defendnewyork.org, defendconnecticut.org, defendcalifornia.org, because the principles are all the same. Now, I'm going to read you what the goals are here. Florida and its great citizens, as well as the 49 other states in our union, are facing immediate dangers from the unconstitutional federal government overreach through national mandates and threats to the state's sovereign rights under the Constitution. Floridians lack the necessary understanding of their constitutional rights under the Florida state and U.S. constitutions. It is incumbent upon us, we the people, to gain this critical knowledge if we are ever to hold our representatives responsible. Now, many of our representatives have failed to represent our interests properly. Those who fail to do their job should be removed and replaced with representatives who will accurately represent our interests. We do not advocate violence. We want to use all of our constitutional rights to work with the law to effect change and defend Florida. Now, here's where it gets specific. Defend Florida is a statewide citizen-driven movement designed to protect Florida and Floridians from Florida government outreach. Defend Florida has created a powerful approach to mitigate Washington's damage to our businesses, houses of worship, and basic civil rights. Working with representatives in our state house and Senate, we are crafting a legislative firewall to interpose and protect Florida Then it says, Defend Florida will be educating the citizenry of the United States, on the Constitution and the Florida State Constitution in order to give them the tools necessary to exercise their constitutional rights. And it goes on to say, Defend Florida will recruit and train citizens to become versed in local elected bodies at the county and city levels to provide citizen oversight for these bodies. And then finally, Defend Florida will recruit, train, and support candidates to run for state and local offices who will defend the freedoms and rights of we the people. Only we the people can save us now. That's defendflorida.org. But this goes over to defendcalifornia.org, defendwisconsin.org, defendwhatever.org. This can be done anywhere.
Well, it certainly can. And again, the idea is that we the people, you know, and this is maybe a radical concept, Captain. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say it. But, you know, the idea is that the people empower the government, not the other way around, right?
That's not what the government wants, believe me.
Well, exactly. And so, again, and democracy and representative government is not always easy. It's not always pretty. But that's where the power flows from the governed, not from the top down.
Yeah. Now, don't be too concerned, folks, about the impeachment of Donald Trump, because they've got a new game they're playing. How about using the Constitution's 14th Amendment and the Insurrection Clause to bar President Trump from ever again seeking office? Because the Democrats in the Senate are currently speculating that they can use the 14th Amendment to the Constitution to keep Trump from ever holding office again, period.
Well, that's certainly like a holy grail for them, wouldn't it be? Because they are absolutely terrified that, once again, President Trump is going to resonate. No matter what they want to say to themselves, President Biden nor VP Kamala Harris really resonate across the board in this country.
Yeah.
And they can't get a handle on it.
Do you know what dark money is?
Yes, this is money that comes in from
overseas.
Exactly.
All right, dark money. Joe Biden reeled in more dark money than any other candidate in history, majorly outpaced Donald Trump in the money that he got for his campaign that Trump did not get because of this dark money that was coming in. And I'm amazed that we're even talking about this because it never should have happened.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. And why would that money come in the first place? And, of course, I would think that it's because President Trump, in his time in the White House, was not willing to simply go along with the flow. He was putting, here we go again, America first. Now, that's somehow become a bad terminology. But if by putting the interest of America first, insofar as that other countries could put their interest first, and we meet in the middle somewhere, that's different.
Yeah. And finally, before we go to break, the DOJ is admitting that most of the Capitol protesters were nonviolent. Even though they stood outside the Capitol and didn't come in, they were not creating any problems, they were not violent, and they're mulling dropping the charges against some of the people that they've already pressed charges against. We'll see. Kyle will be right back with me, and I'll be right back with you as we move along on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the impeachment trial of President Trump would begin the week of February 8th on charges of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Senate Republicans say there are other things they should be spending their time on. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds tells NBC's Meet the Press that their time would be better spent allowing President Biden to form a cabinet.
For right now, I think there are other things that we'd rather be working on instead. I know that the Biden administration would love to have more of their cabinet in place. There's a number of Republicans who also feel the same way. We should allow this president the opportunity to form his cabinet and to get that in place as quickly as possible. If we start working on an impeachment, which looks like we're going to end up doing, we've only got a couple of weeks here in which to actually work through and allow this president an opportunity to form a cabinet. A lot of us would prefer to maybe work through those issues instead.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Fair and Farrah. If you need some legal advice or legal help, especially if you've been hurt or injured in an on-the-job accident or a work accident, or maybe you've had an automobile accident, then here's the people you need to contact. The injury law experts at Fair and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfarrah.com. And don't forget, you can call them 24-7. They're there right now. There's someone there that can answer your legal questions at 877-245-6707. That number is 877-245-6707. Remember, they have offices both in Florida and Georgia. So for my listeners up there in Georgia, listening on my affiliates, make sure that you check them out if you need legal counsel or advice regarding the accident or injury or whatever that's happened to you, where you might need to be talking to an attorney. Now, their website is Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com at 877-245-6707. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dennis from the Wargo, Captain, and good morning, Kyle. One question. You had mentioned that this pinhead president is going to ask the American people to pay for these homeless out in San Francisco?
Correct.
All right. Now, well, my question is this. Doesn't Nancy Pelosi and her husband own the hotels out there?
Yes.
Where she, I remember the story about the hotel employees not being able to allowed to be unionized.
Yep.
So is she going to receive one of these money laundering checks or her corporation?
Okay.
I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yep. Well, the haves get have more. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let's, Kyle, I'm aware of what he's talking about. It also involved apartments that were owned. See, they do a lot of investment properties, correct?
Right.
And they've got condos, they've got apartments, they've got houses, that sort of thing. And there have been people that have been sent to them because, again, you got to understand, folks, this is about the haves and the have-nots. And the haves get more because they stick together. The Democrats work with each other when it comes to all these little money-making projects and all that sort of stuff, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and like it or not, okay, like it or not, whether big media, academia, large corporations, or Biden supporters know what's going on, they are, in fact, benefiting from what's going on because the Democratic Party takes care of their own before they take care of anybody else. And I'm talking about the elitists. There's a bunch of elitists in the Democratic Party. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's why I call them the Democrat Party elite. Yeah.
Okay. And Nancy Pelosi, of course, is right at the top of the ladder probably, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And, again, when you take a look at the corruption that's there. I mean, the Democratic Party is now hopelessly corrupt. Now, the Republican Party is hopelessly spineless and corrupt. And the Republican Party is eventually going to die a natural death, but it's going to give birth to a brand new party, and that party is going to be called the Patriot Party, especially if the Republicans allow this impeachment to go through in the Senate.
Well, right. You know, there's a lot going on, you know, especially with the confirmations. You know, I think there's a lot of leverage points that they could use. But again, part of that problem, I think, Captain, is some Republicans, and I emphasize some, may feel that they're going to try to create an atmosphere of getting along with the new administration because they look at their political future moving forward, and to them it doesn't involve Donald Trump. But that being said, the fact that they're doing that, they would simply continue to alienate a good number of people, a great number of people across the highways and byways who feel that they're no longer being represented.
Well, what's the one thing that Democrats have wanted for years?
Well, other than total control of everything.
Well, no. That's it. Ultimate power and control of everything. You are right. Okay. And the Chinese Communist Party and the Democratic Party went into bed with each other. They want a totalitarian, secular, socialist society using political, social, and financial coercion within their new world order, of which China would be the preeminent power.
Well, right. I mean, they have real similar models in the sense of how they want to control things, how they want to control people, how they want to control media, how they want to control thought. And certainly, they don't want to exist in a marketplace of ideas. You know, you and I exist in a marketplace of ideas every single day, but they don't want that because what it does is it puts a question mark as to whether or not they'll always be seen as quote unquote right.
And the Chinese Communist Party knew, they had to know that they could never win a military conflict with America. So they resolved to take down our government by further infiltrating every institution in our society. You don't believe me? Look around.
Yeah, and just ask Eric Swalwell.
Yeah, there you go. And once again, forget about all the fake polls. The majority of Americans, in spite of the party, still don't believe that Joe Biden won the presidential election, because about one-third of the Democrats out there believe the election was stolen from Trump. And I'm not making that number up. That's a number that's in a poll.
Well, exactly. And because we did not have an actual running down of all of these different things that came out, all the affidavits, all the things that we've talked about, this idea is still going to be out there. And people just have a gut feeling about this, too. And so in the absence of having any real investigation, this will persist for a long time. And I'll say this, Captain. To some degree, I think the Democrat Party elite want it to persist because they think they can, again, just like holding up the aid to the American people, use it for their own advantages in terms of creating political chaos.
Well, let me tell you a little secret, and let me tell the audience a little secret, too. The Biden administration knows that they're living in an altered reality. They know that they did not win this election fair and square, and they're looking over their collective shoulders, just waiting for somebody to come up and say, we figured it out. Here's what they did. Now, there's a powerful force quietly in the waiting, and they know that, too. And that powerful force in the waiting is Americans that aren't going to take this anymore, and they are going to resort to either a third party, or they are going to resort to going after the, even some of the Democrats are going to go after the Democrats in lieu of not voting for them anymore because they've been lied to.
They've been lied to, and then also, Captain, the other issue is going to be people like AOC and the Squad. I think they fully intend to continue to primary other Democrats because they see their end now, too. They have this wonderful socialist, shall we say, vision, and they believe that they're going to be able to continue to create that atmosphere of bringing in a much more restrictive, totalitarian style government.
Well, one of my good friends, who's a congressman down in Florida's 17th district, Greg Stubbe, has brought back a proposal to cut down on the Chinese espionage. And folks, I'm going to read you this. Back in November, Congressman Greg Stubbe introduced the Chinese Communist Party Visa Disclosure Act, a bill which would require aliens applying for certain United States visas to disclose if they receive funds from the government of the People's Republic of China or the Chinese Communist Party. If they did, we would not let them in. Now, when Nancy Pelosi had, 30 or 35 seats in her favor?
Right.
She was able to stop this bill. Now that she's got 5 or 6 or whatever she's got, it may not be as easy.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, you know, Captain, the idea is that sometimes politics really has to stop at the shore's edge. And if you have, a practical issue where you have people coming in from a foreign country who may not mean any good for the United States, they have, in other words, they have different designs.
Yeah.
My goodness, can't we all agree on that as being very significant?
And guess what Eric is posting in the chat room?
What's that?
That Amazon is requesting in-person voting over their union vote. And when did we talk about that? Last Thursday?
Yep.
Okay, Eric, you're a little late, but that's okay. All right, hold that thought. No, we talked about that when that first came out and I first heard about it. And Amazon does not want to have mail-in voting. Why don't they want to have mail-in voting, folks? Geez, maybe because it can be, handled. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that very much for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to Fort Benning and all the men and women that are standing on that wall keeping us free and safe. All right, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the country's largest truck stop chain. That would be the Pilot and the Flying J truck stops that are out there. You can always pull on in there in the middle of the night and say, hey, man, I was listening to the captain. He was talking about your truck stop. Said I'd get a free cup of coffee if I said that. Well, you mention it, and you watch and see, you'll get it. All right. We're going to get it started right now. We're going to get this party started.
Get
righty. That's going out to all the party goers tonight here in Tampa Bay with the Tampa Bay Bucks win. And I know there's some parties going on still right now, not very far away from where I'm at, because, again, I'm about a quarter mile away from Raymond James Stadium where the Bucks play football, where the Super Bowl is going to be. You got all these hotels around here. I walked outside a little while ago, and, Kyle, I'm going to tell you something. When I walked outside, there was a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Wow, I'll bet.
So, okay. But anyway, let's get it started here. We're going to take a look at the weather because we have had some weather changes between the last hour and this hour. And a storm gathering strength over Texas today will shift into the middle Atlantic through Tuesday night. Areas of freezing rain and heavy snow will spread from the central plains east into the middle Atlantic and southern New England. By the way, over in the east coast, the lake effect machine is kicked up again in western New York. Oh boy, oh boy. So let's not forget also that further south, areas of severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are possible from the southern plains into the Ohio Valley, and a Pacific storm is going to move into the southwest on Monday. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we have a lot going on out west tonight, all over different states, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and, of course, California. California is experiencing right now the first wave of a storm, and then a couple days are going to go by. Then towards the end of the week, we're going to get another big storm coming through the west, especially throughout northern and southern California. It's going to drop a lot of rain. We might even see mudslides, most unfortunately, but that's the kind of weather we're going to be experiencing. Right now, of course, high wind warnings persist through much of the southern part of California. And then also we have a hard freeze watch. This going up through the California Central Valley, up through Fresno, but also extending up through Sacramento and all the way up through the Redding area as well. Winter storm warning as you continue up the 5 freeway up through southern Oregon, if you're going to be in the Grants Pass area or Rosenberg, as you head up towards Eugene, Salem, and Portland, you've got winter weather advisories going on there. Also winter weather advisory in the southern part of New York, of Oregon, I should say.
Yep.
But all throughout the western part of the states, Captain, we've got winter storm warnings, high wind warnings, or winter weather advisories. So be careful out there.
All right, we'll start in Nebraska. Nebraska, I-80 all the way across into Ohio, western Ohio, Toledo. You're going to start with a winter storm warning about halfway across Nebraska. You'll be in it across Iowa, across Illinois, to the southern part of Wisconsin as well. Then you've got snow, the beginning stages of snow in Indiana, southwestern Michigan, western Ohio. You've got that winter storm warning that drops down into Kansas right now through the central part of Kansas and over towards Kansas City. You've got snow in the panhandle of Texas, which goes all the way across I-40. And it's going to be an adventure on I-40, on I-70, on I-80, I-90, I-94. But also, not to be outdone, and I'll stay up in the north for a second, coming out of Virginia in the mountains, coming up U.S. 15 all the way to Rochester, New York, and I mean all the way up 15 through Pennsylvania, through Harrisburg, up to Rochester, New York, you got snow. In the mountains of Pennsylvania, in the mountains of West Virginia to the north and the east, in the mountains of Maryland, a winter storm warning right now. You'll have snow all the way up. You'll have snow on 81 all the way to Harrisburg. You'll have snow all the way over towards the western suburbs of Philadelphia as well if you're on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And in the central part of the country, the western part of Tennessee, you've got a dense fog advisory. Also in the eastern portion of Arkansas, you've got a dense fog advisory. The northern part of Mississippi, a dense fog advisory, where that would bring you across I-20. And down along the Gulf tonight, Kyle, we've got dense fog from Houston, Beaumont, over across, all the way across Louisiana on I-10, all the way to New Orleans, all the way over to Mississippi, the New Orleans, Mississippi, or Louisiana, Mississippi line. And then we've got some offshore fog that's coming onshore over there around Tallahassee and Big Bend. So that's what we got. Tell us how to hear your show, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All righty. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. The football star, the cheerleader rooting for the Tampa Bay Bucks all day long yesterday, Denise Simon. Hello.
Good morning.
And the Bucks. By the way, you need to be more cheerful. I've had people tell me that. They say, sometimes she doesn't sound like she's awake. She's mad. I said, well, okay. So how about the Bucks?
I kind of stay mad.
Well, you can't get mad about the Bucks. My home team's in the game, boy. Home team is in the freaking game. Gee.
Well, it will certainly be battle royale between two elite quarterbacks, will it not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we'll see whose defense comes into play. That'll be the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I got to get to the kind of cut to the chase here. The Democrats aren't just content with impeaching Donald Trump. Now we've been told they are going to use the 14th Amendment and the Insurrection Clause to bar former President Trump from ever holding office again. What do you think?
There was some chatter that came out yesterday. I'm not sure where it came from, so I haven't vetted it. But the rumor is that he's not interested in running again. And it may be because he has some different kinds of plans politically, and that would necessarily have to do with the political action committee or a new party or just going into media. So, here's a man that really needs to look at his corporate empire, that he kind of put on idle for the last 4 years, and what's he going to do with that going forward, and then what are other income opportunities for he himself, his family, and his empire.
And see, I heard last week that he wasn't interested in running, but over the weekend I heard just the opposite, that he was interested in running, and the way he might do it would be the third party. That's what I heard. There's a lot of chatter going on about this new third party, if it gets formed.
I don't think it'll be, if he does this, and I've given it some thought, I'm not sure that it will be as good a plan as some people think because of out of anger what we have in the GOP. Because remember, the best place we could have had it was at the Tea Party.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Yeah, the folks are mad. Understatement of the year. Large portion of the Republican Party is mad at the establishment Republicans. They really are. They want to take it out on them one way or another. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.